CaptainSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you love America? Support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Welcome back to War Room Wednesday, and I am not your host, Bob Tuscan. I'm Steve Starr, sitting in for Bob tonight with our usual guest for War Room Wednesday, War Room Wednesday. And that is Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com. We're talking about a lot of the stories that are up there, and we're finally going to get a chance to let Doug talk about some of the things that he is so prolific at explaining. And this is the second hour, and Doug has decided to hang in here with us for a little longer. Actually, the third hour of the show, but the second hour for Doug. So, Doug, what were we talking about, and where do we go from here?
Well, we were talking about the war in Gaza between Israel and its neighbor, and the continual occupation, and what it ultimately has been, and that is a failure of the two-state solution. I have said on many occasions my personal opinion, and I don't live in Gaza and I don't live in Israel, so just a personal opinion, but I don't think that you can have two separate states so divided ethically, ideologically, on each other's borders, so violently against one another. You have to have a one-state solution. You have to treat all the people the same. You can't have a Jewish state for only Jewish people. You have to have, I mean, if we've seen anything, I think that we have seen the end of the power to hold the moral high ground for Israel. And so I think things are absolutely changing, though the media wars are the most interesting aspect in it. 14% of Americans sympathize with the Palestinians. Only 14%, that means that 86% of the people, probably even listening to this show, may side with the Israelis. 73% of Republicans and 44% of Democrats sympathize with Israel. So regardless of maybe even how, and I hate to call the mainstream media unbiased, but at least kind of milquetoast, NBC has been in the reporting, and I only mention that because it's the only local news outlet that I have watched, and I've caught pieces from Brian Williams covering it, saying that, yes, we actually do have two governments engaging in war crimes, targeting civilians on both sides. So there's no moral high ground. But I think that the allure that has always been for a lot of people with Israel is that they're on our side and they are our best allies in the Middle East. And if that's true, that is true, then, you know, we don't need any enemies by far. But the majority of Americans, they're buying in at the moment. So this is Pew. And here's an interesting tie-in. We just found out that GHCQ, that is the NSA equivalent in Europe.
Right. Right.
Can manipulate polls, can manipulate passwords. I mean, just about everything that you can imagine, voting up, voting down, your comments. They have brigades and tons of tools, Chinese tools. That's one of the interesting, I guess, meta notes, is that this is all stuff that the Chinese built for these damn Brits. But, so people look, so, you know, there's that for the American audience that watches it. But and when you watch some of these stories, I mean, you and most of the listening audience kind of see the sub memes that they inject into the conversation. But nonetheless, I mean, when you see these statistics, you know, do you support Israel? They have brigades. They actually have a battalion, a cyber battalion. That is all they do, is just push propaganda and vote in polls. So, I mean, without even the technology, they have the manpower. And that's one of the things that has made Israel so powerful, is that they have tons of human lobbyists. They put their money where their mouth is. They take the money that they receive in U.S. tax dollars, and they turn it into votes, and they buy politicians, and they have just this vocal minority of people that, are just virulent Israeli policy. Though I think they're losing a lot of luster, and so things are changing. I mean, you do have people like John Kerry, head of the State Department, saying that Israel borders on becoming an apartheid state. So there is a definite division even in the White House with the approach with Israel.
You know, I really like your outlook on what you were talking about, the two divided states. And you remember going back to the roadmap to peace, which I call the roadmap to hell.
Right.
Mainly because, you know, if you go back even 30 years, things were starting to settle down a little bit in that region. Arabs and Palestinians and Jews were starting to do business as usual. Things were kind of mellowing out. People were just getting into the routine of working for a living and trying to do their businesses. And people will do that, you know, if you leave them alone. But, you know, think about this, though. They're saying the roadmap to peace, which essentially meant land for peace. Well, if you want land, you've got to start a war in order to create the peace to get the land. And so by separating these people, it'd just be like if you took a big city that was full of a lot of folks. Like, let's take Los Angeles, for example, that was basically barren until the early 1900s. And then all of a sudden, this huge population explosion took place in Southern California. You put all the blacks in one area, all the Hispanics in another area, all the Anglos in another area, all the Asians in another area, all the Africans or other people from wherever. I mean, you're going to have wars. You're going to have fights. Look at Chicago. I mean, my God, it's pretty evident to me that the more you try to separate these people, and then you could stir them up using leaders and using various people who have different agendas than what the people actually think they have behind all this, it's like a sporting event almost. You know what I'm getting at? Like the Germans versus the Argentinians in the big old soccer playoffs and things like that. I mean, you got people waving flags and under banners, following leaders, you know, and these people have no idea that I think they're being played as fools and as suckers while they create this tension, they create this situation, and then, of course, they can manipulate whatever they like to do around that whole system. It's the divide and conquer. Does that make sense? Does that kind of fit in with what you were thinking, Doug?
Well, yeah, and I really what it comes down to is that if you want a state that excludes, it's xenophobic, it excludes others, it treats humans differently, treats, and for the rest of the Middle East, I mean, you know, don't worry. Cultural Marxism and political correctness are going to destroy you too. I mean, they're working over the U.S. with this new think, but it's coming for all of you out there that are still living in the Stone Ages. And that's, you know, what the media tells us. All these people are in the Stone Ages. I think some of these crazy radicals are, but if you just couched the conversation for a foreign audience, if all they saw was cops TV shows, and this is the bit, I'm kind of stealing it, but it was, you know, the whole idea that if you thought that America was like everything that you see on a cops television show, you know, you would have this really skewed idea of what America is. And the American people have that skewed idea. When we think about the Middle East, we hear, you know, we get mostly the talking points from crazy radicals. But the same could be done with Michelle Bachmann or, you know, let me pick on somebody on the left, Barack Obama. You can easily take his quotes and show those to a foreign audience, and immediately this speaks for the whole country. Same thing with Russia. I mean, they almost have completely personified the country of Russia into Vladimir Putin. And so that's kind of interesting to me, is that, you know, you have this geopolitical chess game that's discussed on television, but it's really so much more broad and, you know, it's oversimplified to the max.
Definitely is. We'll be back.
The Bob Justin Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Centuries of propaganda each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Times is tough, all right. Times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
The future.
The future.
Hey, we're back with Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com. You know, before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the other incidents and events, not incidents, but the major conflicts going on. And I don't know what the total number of casualties is, 130,000, 170,000 people in the Syrian revolt so far, mostly civilians again, friends, because civilians, the people are the ones that pay for this. They're the ones that, and this is happening in Gaza, too. But then also the whole situation up over the Crimea with Kiev and all that, in Russia, and this is escalating, of course, now with the new sanctions that Mr. Obama has placed on our friends, the Russians, for, you know, for some reason they want to...
Have those gone through? Are those...
Let's go to that story. I saw it on CBS News tonight. It was a major headline, of course, and I think I've got it here someplace. But
preparing unilateral sanctions. Let's see. After weeks of inaction, the officials, U.S. officials say they are now prepared to move forward alone if EU officials fail to enact strong sanctions during a meeting Wednesday in Brussels. So basically, you have holdouts. The mm-hmm. French still wanting to do business. Germany and several other EU nations here that have strong economic ties to Russia and rely on Russia. So the U.S. and this is why we have so much blowback, because the U.S. is dictating the business affairs of countries thousands of miles from here, and that makes people bitter, makes them very bitter. Okay, to find out. Because, Barack Obama signed some piece of paper in the United States. All of a sudden, you don't have a market. You don't have a supplier. You don't have a business anymore. You can't feed your children. It's the short-sightedness of sanctions that I find so frustrating and irritating. And, time and time and time again, I mean, I don't know that you can find me a case in point where sanctions actually worked and created a desired result that didn't turn into some other catastrophe that cost not only lives, but, you know, tens of millions, if not billions of dollars more in the aggregate trying to fix these issues. So that's why I just, I think it's laughable. If you look at the U.S. sanctions against Iran, all those were lifted this year. And so businesses are working with the new Khomeini, and Iranian business is flourishing. Not really a big story, but, you know, a few years back when the imminent threat of them getting nuclear weapons was the focus, the story of the day, the distraction of the week, that was, you know, a big deal. And if you were doing business with Iran, you could go to jail. You could actually have your citizenry stripped from you. Maybe under NDAA or continuity of government programs or other things instituted after 9/11 under the Bush-Cheney doctrine. So point being is that there are a lot of people and countries that are no longer, I think, supporting U.S. policies. And so the U.S. is saying we're going to go it alone. And this can only... really, I think, ultimately hurt the U.S. dollar. And this is actually, I think, going to help Russia. Number one, it's pushing them to create their own economic system. They were using, or by that I mean their own currency and exchanges. They were using Visa, MasterCard. They were using U.S. companies to do that. And so this has spurred them to create Russian companies. And, of course, Chinese and Wall Street will be helping them do that, because there's a lot of profit potential. Now have the BRIC bank coming into light. So I think a lot of this is also, you know, what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening in the EU also is a tit for tat with the BRIC bank union that they just announced. So as soon as this business deal goes forward in Brazil, and you have a Vladimir Putin meeting with South American leaders in Obama / the United States backyard, now all of a sudden, you know, sanctions. Well, what happened there?
Mm-hmm. You know, earlier in the show, Bob and I were talking about this, and he said, well, the details aren't important. I said, well, yes, I think in this case they are very important, because look at this. From CBS News, this is mainstream, friends, okay? So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But remember, you know, sometimes our stories are so big, and if you watch very carefully, sometimes the information that comes out initially is probably more accurate than the spin doctor kind of stuff that you read later on. But Obama is working on these sanctions. But the key important part about it is, as you pointed out, Doug, and as you and I both know, this is primarily aimed at specific industries in Russia. Gazprom Bank, OAO, and VEB, which are Russian financial institutions, and two Russian energy firms, OAO, Novatek, and Rosneft. By limiting their access to U.S. capital markets, the U.S. also has sanctioned more Russian government officials and blocked the assets of several Russian arms firms that produce materials ranging from small arms and mortar shells to tanks. But here's the point. It says the U.S. has already placed sanctions on various Russian officials and businessmen. That goes back to March. But when those sanctions were announced, the president said in a statement that he signed an additional executive order in consultation with the European allies that would give the U.S. the authority to impose sanctions on key sectors of the Russian economy. He said, this is the president, this was not a preferred outcome, because it could impact the global economy. That's right up your alley, I think, Doug, because what we're talking about here is these business arrangements, these people who are vying for controls over markets, and that is causing the sanctions and the reactions to a lot of this, which ends up becoming a global conflict between nations and peoples, right? Isn't that kind of the idea?
I think so. And unfortunately, this would be a great power play for the United States and the West, the oligarchs, if you didn't have such heavy division, if you didn't have such, I think, a timid population and you know, people in the parliament. I mean, you actually have the rise of EU skepticism or Euroskeptics in these latest elections. So the landscape in parliament and in many of these EU nations is completely changing. And that's one of the things that they tried to push forward with this global takeover, if you will, of, or at least the EU bank, the ECB, basically ousting elected presidents in Italy, in Greece, doing their best to force the Lisbon Treaty, and ultimately changing the laws whenever they feel that it would promote the European agenda with the Lisbon Treaty. That's just one, you know, case in point. Just ask the Irish. They're still fighting that, and it's still going through a legal battle. But so you have a huge division. And at the end of the day, you know, the IMF can only deal out so much money. And in one of the, I think, one of the really bad actions of the IMF, and it, admittedly they have made huge mistakes, has been instituting austerity and basically destabilizing governments. Because, you know, it's a tit for tat. If you are the president of Cyprus and you're forced into a bail-in situation, if you are forced to institute EU rules, if you're forced to steal money from people's pensions, it's only going to last for so long. That's not sustainable. People will only go along with that for so long, and politicians will, you know, start jumping off board. I think that that's what we're seeing with TPP and a lot of these other initiatives, is that they're crumbling under their own weight, which is good.
Right back.
Show. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
See, Armageddon is nearly. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Hey, this has been a good show tonight with myself, Steve Starrs, but not because I'm here, but because you folks are here, and also because we have Doug Goen from BlacklistedNews.com, and we've been talking about a lot of stories, of course, analysis on the geopolitical spectrum, which is what Doug does and does very well at his website, BlacklistedNews.com. Doug, next story, where are we now?
Well, interestingly enough, I think we should just wrap up with what's happening in the Middle East. I think, and that's so broad, but I mean, just to point out some of the players. We were talking about the geopolitics of Russia, and Russia has one-upped the United States in several of the last big interventions. In Syria, offering to help them extract the chemical weapons, and with replenishing and arming the Iraqi government. So I don't know if you caught on to this. We have found out that the ISIS leader, what's his name? Maghdabi?
Baghdadi.
Baghdadi, that's it. Yeah. It's a perfect name because we associate it with Baghdadi. Just happened to be another one of the many people that has gone into U.S. custody. And I believe absolutely, I'm not saying this with my fingers crossed, I believe that Gitmo and most of these torture facilities that they have in the Middle East are where I think these are reconnaissance bases. I ultimately don't understand why they would torture people, innocent people, other than this may be cover for a clandestine operation. But whenever you get caught by the government, you go back for your reprogramming. It's kind of like, you know, the Disney mind slaves. You know, whenever Britney Spears, you know, they all end up shaving their heads and going crazy and getting addicted to drugs, and then they go to rehab. I believe that they're just getting reprogrammed to go back out and entertain and, you know, sell products for the Disney Corporation. Same kind of thing here with Baghdadi. It's just odd. Each and every time you find one of these guys, case in point with what happened in Benghazi. It was bin Laden's buddy that had just left Gitmo you would think, you know, the government. I mean, when you release these people, you would think that if anybody had common sense, they would follow them. I mean, you know, major terrorist leaders that you believe can lead you to. I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, if that's actually what's going on, if that's what they're doing, they should follow these guys. I mean, it's, you know, all you have to do is watch a couple, you know, detective shows. The mainstream media TV channels are littered with them. You know, I mean, every military police force has their own TV show. NCIS has a TV show. You can find it, and it's just common sense. It's just, you know, detective work 101. And with as many assets, the CIA, FBI liaisons on the ground, you would think that somebody would just, you know, follow those guys. So that story doesn't jive. It makes no sense whatsoever. So it's either one or the other.
Right. The guy didn't have a face for so long. I mean, nobody really, I mean, there were some old mugshot pictures of him, and then he emerged.
Well, they took pictures. Obviously, they took pictures of him when he was imprisoned.
Yeah.
Obviously, CACI or other government contractors doing it at these torture facilities, you would think that they would fingerprint them. You know, and really this just expands to why, you know, I don't buy into the bin Laden assassination. Okay, you have the most well-connected terrorist leader. His brother is connected to, a multi-billion-dollar Saudi family. He's the guy. Would you just double tap him to the head, or would you torture him and extract as much information from him as you possibly could? Why wouldn't you take him to a black site and torture
Sure.
bin Laden if you had the opportunity and he was unarmed and using a woman as a human shield or some of these other, you know, ridiculous and now redacted stories that have completely changed the actual official narrative and the initial reporting are, you know, 180 out. But it's the same kind of story over and over again, and it morphs. Oh, by the way, this guy just was in U.S. custody. Well, we should know who he is. I bet you they would have a lot of pictures of him. And if they don't, then what the hell are they doing, Steve Starrs?
Well, it's really, it's a quagmire. There's no question of quagmire. No question about that. I got to caught me a little on mute there. I was looking at some of the story that came in, trying to tie this all together. This is another mainstream, of course, CBS News from Rebecca Kaplan. Mm-hmm. And that's dated today. And this story's headline is, Will ISIS Plan a 9/11 Style Terror Plot Against the U.S.?
I would say ask John Brennan, because he would probably be one of the people helping plot it. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that could probably answer that question, and it's interesting the ones that they bring to the podium to answer that question.
Right. It sounds like they're telegraphing another planned incident.
Ask John McCain what he thinks about that. Actually, yeah. I think they've been trying to, silence John McCain, because he's been making some really cogent points. He really does hate al-Qaeda, and he's been, blabbering about giving weapons to ISIS is al-Qaeda. They are al-Qaeda. You know, there's this really, I think just candid interview of him explaining how ISIS is al-Qaeda and how, is the U.S. supporting these factions and training them in Jordan is unacceptable. And you're like, whoa, wow, John McCain off the reservation. John McCain pointing at things that You know, unfortunately, I mean, that's the problem that we have with most of the things that are happening in the world. And we just don't have the context, the analysis. You don't have the follow-up questions. You don't have good reporting anymore.
Yeah, John McCain, Bill Schieffer was saying tonight on CBS News that even McCain was saying he's never known a time where the world had so many hot spots and so many difficulties and dangerous explosive situations. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. But you're absolutely right, because that's what this story says. Republicans are this is the company line with McCain and Graham. Republicans are sounding the warnings that the next 9/11-like terror plot could emerge from the regions of Iraq and Syria that are currently dominated by the extremist group bearing down on Baghdad. As the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, which has already captured the cities of Tikrit and Mosul, and is now threatening to take the capital city as well, grows in strength and numbers, it will pose an immediate threat to the United States homeland as well, they ask. Experts say the group's increasing power and their reach is concerning, though it's not entirely clear when they might be able to threaten the U.S. But here's a quote, okay? You've got the motivation mixed with opportunity, ideology, and foreign fighters, and all that looks like a very extreme version of Afghanistan in the 90s, plus what was happening in Iraq after the Iraqi war, said CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate. Quote, this is a cauldron of future terrorist threats to the West. Now, here's another quote, of course, from our friend, Senator Lindsey Graham, right, who said on CBS Face the Nation Sunday that the U.S. officials have warned the next major attack on U.S. soil could emanate from that region. That's ISIS, of course. This is Lindsey Graham's quote. The seeds of 9/11s are being planted all over Iraq and Syria, Graham said. They want an Islamic caliphate that runs through Syria and Iraq, and they plan to drive us out of the Mideast by attacking us here at home. So now, of course, this fits in with John McCain's analysis that Al-Qaeda is our enemy because we have to create another situation like this. It sounds to me that way anyhow. What's your take on that, Doug?
Well, I don't think you have to create it. I think that there's plenty of people that could definitely take up arms if they had the political and financial backing against the United States. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, what are they going to do? I mean, even if you kill, I don't know, let's say it's 10 times worse, 10 times worse than 9/11, that would be horrible. And it would be, I think, a catalyzing event that would push forward a lot of new legislation that is waiting in the wings for the next big event, and we would see a transformation of the political system that would, you know, basically, I think, enshrine tyranny in this country. But, you know, 30,000 people, if it's 10 times worse than 9/11, still pales in comparison to heart disease, to, you know, spousal murder, things that happen in the world. I mean, 30,000 people. I just start looking at these statistics, and so I think it's almost laughable that we worry so much about international terrorism, because even if we did nothing and we were totally lax like we are on the border, where we have literally just, you know,
right,
tens of thousands of people from God only knows where coming into this country, then, you know, I mean, if there was really a problem and we were really worried about, you know, international terrorism, we'd probably shut that border down. There's a lot of things that we'd actually do.
Be back on the show to finish it up with Doug. Stay tuned.
The Bob Justin Show.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sides.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of microplant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Segment of War Room Wednesday and the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr sitting in along with our special guest host, Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com. Visit his website, BlacklistedNews.com, and you can also listen to his Doomcast podcast that he puts out, of course. And do you do that? How often do you do that show, Doug?
That is a weekly show I do with Charlie McGrath. He's the co-host, and we look at the lighter side of impending doom, and it's more conversational. I also do a podcast Saturday mornings that's live, and we also tape it and record it and podcast it on iTunes and all the other places. It's called Blacklisted Radio, appropriately, and it's an hour conversation about news, headlines, analysis on geopolitics, rants, raves, thoughts, art, culture, music, foodie stuff, alternative energy. All of those topics come into play from time to time. I want to put more attention to the podcast, but I have a little one now. I have a young son, so He just turned 5 months old, so that takes a lot of the time and my energy and efforts. And oddly enough, it gives people, I guess, a little hope and optimism because, I think one of the scariest things that you could do today, at least for me, was, bringing a child into this world and doing that knowing about the New World Order, understanding where this country may be headed, and that it's going to probably get worse before it gets better for a lot of people in this country, and so in the world in general. I think ultimately, before people will come together and work towards a goal, whatever that may be, you have to have some kind of catalyzing event, and that's where I do agree with the Project for a New American Century, the neocons, and Democrats and reactionaries. I do agree with them that if you want to have some kind of huge change or a new paradigm, a new era, you need some kind of event to push that forward. Now, I don't think that you should create one. And if you look at the people that are creating that situation, it's to fulfill and serve their own best interests and their own ideologies rather than what it could be. Not that I believe they should, but what it actually could be in bringing us into, a renaissance rather than a dark age.
Yeah, I like your optimism, and I also like your analysis, because I agree that but the key thing is that so much different about the potential of where we are now is that people are finally starting to figure out these wars have been contrived. I mean, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, which was a fiasco and a disaster, and of course the last. I thought, Doug being, kind of old and having experienced that
you're
Vietnam.
Not that era, old, you're seasoned.
I'm well, seasoned, yeah. I am, but I remember Vietnam. I was too young, of course, to go in at the time that they were drafting a lot of our guys into going to that war, and I probably would have gotten out on some deferment anyway, but it was the way the thing worked. But I mean, I knew then that something was very wrong with that whole scenario. I knew that in 72. I refused to vote for Richard Nixon. I was old enough to vote in the first election that allowed 18-year-olds to vote, and I couldn't support Nixon or McGovern. Even at that point, I could not buy the two-party system because I knew something was very wrong. And that war dragged on for, well, they say 8 years, but really from the time that Kennedy already had advisors in there until 74 and 75, it was more close to 12. And I thought, this can never happen again in my lifetime or to this country. I can't see us getting entangled in some kind of a foreign enterprise issue like this that really was all it was anyway. It was a military-industrial complex free-for-all. And dragging it out and making our lives so miserable with some, completely berated cause, like fighting communism over in Southeast Asia, which is what we did. I never thought we would ever see something like that again. And now look at what's happened. It's 10 times worse, in my opinion, even though American casualties are nothing like they were in Vietnam, where we had 60,000 guys that were killed, But look at the number of people and the geographic regions and the size and stakes of what's going on here. So I'm somewhat optimistic that this internet system that we have that's working that at least allows us to communicate, if we can keep this open and keep this communication going on, ladies and gentlemen, it's vital that people are waking up. We heard from our friend Larson in Morocco tonight. We have reports coming in from Gaza. You heard the missiles. If you listened to us last Friday night, the missiles were hitting his neighborhood while he's talking on the phone as all this was happening. We're exposing
allegedly
what's going on.
Allegedly, Steve Starrs, allegedly.
Yeah. Well, they sure sounded real to me. And, of course, he did survive that issue, but he had his family there. They have no place to go, no bunkers or anything. And he told us about the F-16 strafing the place continually. And I don't want to get back into the Gaza issue so much as I just want to point out that people all over the world are waking up to the dangerous things that have happened when we follow these leaders and these agendas into this insanity after 9/11 with the Patriot Act. And then we go to Iraq in 2003, and now look at the disaster that it's become with ISIS as this thing falls apart. And the Republicans are still telling us that we have another 9/11 threat of some sort coming down the pike.
Yeah, well, I want my money back. I want my liberty back. I want my country back. You know, if you can't protect me from the next 9/11 after, I don't know, the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, the running roughshod over the American people by the NSA and the CIA, and I don't know, just a controlled and command economy that you can't keep me safe with all of the ridiculous things that I have to do at the airport, then, you know, screw it. I don't want any part of it. And I think hopefully enough people are getting to that point where that being safe is just not a better alternative to being, you know, free. And I think Americans are getting a taste of that. You know, Benjamin Franklin and many others warned us that, you know, giving up your freedom for temporary security will get you neither, and you deserve what you get.
What you get, right.
And I paraphrase, of course. And
that's exactly what he said, and that's what he meant. And, of course, that's what we've done. And people are starting to realize that our homeland security has been nothing but a means of locking down on the American public. How can a country which is supposed to be in this massive state of war, in this war against terrorism, have open borders at the South? I mean, it's absolutely, like you said, it's not necessarily even the people from Latin America. I mean,
they're letting these people fly on planes without identification. I mean, come on. Commercial flights, I mean, yeah, and here's the deal. Yeah, they're being monitored, and yeah, I'm sure that there's an air marshal there. But the point is that, you know, for whatever reason, all rules can change, and they're applicable to you, and they may not be applicable to others. And that's what you have in Israel. You have certain laws for certain people, and then you have other people that are above the law. You have some people that are human, some people that are subhuman, and that's what we're creating here. You have the same. You have people that have to play by the rules. You have people that have to pay taxes. And then you have those that are completely dependent upon the state on the other end of that for their livelihoods. So it's yeah.
And you asked a question, too. You know, if John McCain is so adamant about all the problems that Obama has created around the world, why isn't he leading the charge for his impeachment?
Well, because it's not Obama's policy. I mean, this is where I think a lot of people don't understand how the system works. Most of the power emanates out of the State Department. And the State Department, the CIA, are still run by the same neocons and the same people that were there during the last two Bush administrations and during Clinton's reign in the 90s. It's the same people. He hasn't ousted any of these people, so the policy's no different.
Right on. You and I see that, but the mass public needs to be woken up to it. Hey, friends, Blacklisted News host Doug Owen has been with us on the Bob Tuscan Show. We will be back tomorrow night. Stay tuned to RBN. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to Dan, our producer, who hung out with us. We are out of here. We will see you again tomorrow. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballheads out of town. Chase those crazy ballheads.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With finance, Janet Yellen is reportedly easing investor concern that. With finance.